Steve Babcock from the Lansing Fire Department. Steve, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on the program with this quick notice. All right, tell us about this ban on open burning in Ingham County.
Well, effective tomorrow, the metro area fire chief got together and all agreed that due to the dry conditions that we're having statewide, locally, countywide, obviously, we're banning all open burning until further notice. Okay? It's tinder dry out there. We certainly don't need any more incidents of fires, especially wildland fires, looking out west to seeing what our brothers and sisters are doing out there in Colorado and New Mexico and all those places out there. It's purely preventative, and we just want to make sure we have a safe 4th of July.
All right, Steve, I live out in Williamston, and I don't see them on this area, Okemos, DeWitt. Do you expect the same to happen there?
It would not surprise me. However, that will be up to the local officials. The ones that we put the notice out yesterday, Lansing, East Lansing, Meridian, Delta, Delhi, City of Mason. We put out several notices, but the important thing is, since it's such a wide area, we wanted to make sure people got the message. And we want them to be fire smart, fire safe. With even these 10 to 12 mile an hour winds, as dry as the conditions are, literally we're almost at that point of being explosive, where a wildland fire can go, and it's extremely difficult to stop, as we're seeing what's going on out west.
Steve, I'm not the burning kind of guy. Can you tell me what open burning is?
Open burning would be anything from having a burn permit, so you could have a little fire in your backyard that's approved. Those are suspended right straight through. Some rural communities still allow people to utilize a trash barrel, if you will, to burn some of their solid waste. Or some of the keeping things out of the waste stream. Those are the type of things. Anything that's going to emit sparks, embers, we just don't. You know, that's what we're trying to prevent. Now, along that same note, maybe you're already going to go with the next question on this, is the concern for fireworks. Now, the state of Michigan has changed and allowed more fireworks, different types of fireworks, to be sold. The thing we have to remember. When we send something up, like a firework, like a bottle rocket or something that goes in the air, a projectile, once it leaves, there is no stopping it, and there's no control. We have no idea where it's going to go.
Steve, do you anticipate that your department, as well as others in the area, will be busier because of these hot, dry conditions?
There's no doubt in my mind. Absolutely none. In fact, just yesterday, we had 3 or 4 incidents of grass fires. A couple of them started by, unfortunately, people utilizing fireworks. And therein lies the problem. You know, we all want to have fun, and I understand that, and that's a great thing, but we have to be fire smart and fire safe.
All right, and when do you anticipate the ban being relaxed?
It's going to be all according to weather conditions. They are predicting rain, but we need substantial rain. We had a low amount of snow this year, so groundwater is just not there. And our farmer friends can easily tell us the problems they're going through. And until we get a couple of good soakings, I don't anticipate it coming back soon. You know, again, it's all dependent upon the weather.
All right, Steve Babcock is with the Lansing Fire Department. Steve, thanks so much for coming on the program. Stay in contact with us, and we will continue to help you get the word out.
We appreciate that, and we thank you for your support.